The guards smiled at him from their niches as he wound his way down the turret stair, carrying the sword in his good hand. "Sweet steel," one man said. "You've earned that, Snow," another told him. John made himself smile back at them, but his heart was not in it. He knew he should be pleased, yet he did not feel it. His hand ached, and the taste of anger was in his mouth, though he could not have said who he was angry with or why. A half-dozen of his friends were lurking outside when he left the King's Tower, where Lord Commander Mormont now made his residence. They'd hung a target on the granary doors, so they could seem to be honing their skills as archers, but he knew lurkers when he saw them. No sooner did he emerge than Pip called out, "Well, come about. Let's have a look." "At what?" John said. Toad sidled close. "Your rosy butt cheeks, what else?" "The sword," Gren stated. "We want to see the sword." John raked them with an accusing look. "You knew." Pip grinned. "We're not all as dumb as Gren." "You are so," insisted Gren. "You're dumber." Holder gave an apologetic shrug. "Oil paint carved the stone for the pommel," the builder said, "and your friend Sam bought the garnets in Molestone."